ask you about a few insects. Say, you know, have you ever seen at nighttime, especially around street lights or some kind of a light, a lot of insects would be flying around?
Crickets.
Oh, those are crickets that fly around lights at night. Well, what about this insect that is bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them, you know?
Moths?
Yeah. Or this insect that you see around ponds a lot. It's got a long, thin body.
Dragonflies?
Yeah. Have you ever heard people call those anything besides dragonflies?
Something horse. I don't know what word.
Hmm. What about, have you ever heard snake doctor?
No.
Or mosquito hawk?
Yeah, I've heard mosquito hawk.
Have you ever heard snake feeder?
No.
What about some insects around where you are that are bad to sting you?
Bad to sting you?
Yeah.
Yellow jackets. And honeybees. And wasps.
Mm-hmm. Is there one that makes a great big
hornet?
Yeah.
We don't have many of them. Not many, we have a few.
Yeah. You mentioned wasps. Is there something kind of like that, except it makes a nest looks like it's made out of mud?
Mud dauber.
Mud dauber, yeah. Do those things sting, as far as you know?
I've never been stung by one, but I never took a chance.
Yeah. or say, all these things that'll bother you if you're sitting out on your front porch or you know, you have to slap them in.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah. Or, do you have any little bugs that are bad about burrowing up under your skin, you know, and making your skin itch?
Ticks?
That type of thing.
Chiggers?
Yeah. Is there anything else that chiggers are called?
Red bugs.
Red bugs. It's all the same thing. Tell me about some different types of snakes that are you know, around your part of the country.
Diamondback rattlers, water moccasins, copperheads, and coral snakes, a few. And then those are all poisonous. And then non-poisonous, we have king snakes and blue snakes. And those are best.
That's about it.
And garden snakes, they're
garden.
Everywhere.
Yeah. What about some different types of trees that are common to where you live?
Mesquite and weasach. Live oak, post oak, and pecan if you, not right in our area, but just north.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all.
That's about it. What about different types of, many different types of berries grow where you're from?
Yeah, we've got dewberries grow wild around the railroad tracks in the woods. And strawberries, especially about 100 miles north of us, just one grow many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that many blackberries or raspberries. That's about all, mostly dewberries and strawberries.
One tree that I think you mentioned is a particularly southern tree. I think it's a Mississippi State tree, you know. It's got the
magnolia?
Yeah.
We don't have that many.
Yeah.
Not many.